Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 5, Your Spiritual Checkup, part 3. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. You may have heard in my intro that this is part 3. So if you are just jumping in today, you're going to want to pause this and hop back a couple episodes to listen to part 1 and 2 first. So just a brief reminder of what we did cover in those last two episodes. First, we covered communication, and second, we covered love. Today, in this third part, we are going to be diving into service. So I do feel like service is a subcategory that could easily fall into love. Service is a huge way that we can show those that we love them. So I did want to give a whole episode to service, though, just because I do feel like it is so important in any type of relationship. How does service affect our relationship with God? About 15 years ago, I actually had the amazing opportunity to volunteer in an orphanage in Ecuador. I worked every day in an orphanage for just short of 2 months, and I have never felt so humbled in my entire life. Being in the situation where my entire day revolved around serving others brought such an immense amount of joy to every single day. And I know it was because as I served those children, I was truly serving God, and in turn, I felt a closeness with Him that I will never truly be able to explain and put into words. Now, obviously, most of us are in situations right now where we can't serve God literally every single hour of the day, but we are all given opportunities to serve. Sometimes that can be as simple as smiling at someone in the grocery store. Have you ever actually done this? Like, I know so many people will like throw that out there. Oh, just smile at somebody. But have you done this? My favorite is to do this with people that I feel like are my grandparents' age. They usually not only smile, but they spark up a beautiful conversation and are just so excited to have someone speaking with them. And I always leave happier than before. Elder Russell M. Nelson shared, "It is only when we love God and Christ with all of our hearts, souls, and minds that we are able to share this love with our neighbors. And we demonstrate that love through acts of kindness and service, the way that the Savior would love and serve all of us if He were among us today." I love, love, love that last line. The way that the Savior would love and serve all of us if He were among us today. It is not hard for me to picture the Savior serving in my mind at all. I'm pretty sure we could all easily picture that. But would He say the same about me? Would He say the same about you? Would He say that He could easily see you serving? I think in seasons of my life, for me, that answer may be yes. But I can definitely point out seasons where service has been a huge struggle for me. And to a point, I think that's okay. There's seasons of life, and we have times where we have more time and energy and capability, and times that we don't. But I also know that when I have been given the opportunity to serve, or even better, I've made an opportunity, blessings come. I want you to do a quick list in your mind of areas that you already serve. We all already have places that we are serving. This could look like making dinner for your family, or doing the laundry, keeping your house picked up, bringing over cookies or bread to a neighbor, letting your neighbor kids come over and play at your house. Again, it could be as simple as smiling at someone in the grocery store. Where are you already serving? Now I want you to make a quick mental note of whether or not you accept service from others. Do you allow your friends to bring you dinner just because they want to, or do you only accept it if you're sick? Do you let your parents take your kids whenever they offer, or do you feel guilty if you aren't always with your kids? I think it is just as important to serve others as it is to let others serve us. If we don't allow others to serve us, we are essentially taking away blessings that they could be receiving. And I think it is safe to say that Heavenly Father may just be sending those people into our lives to perform these small tasks for a reason. Remember that He knows each of us perfectly. Today's thought: when was the last time that I performed service for someone else? And when was the last time I accepted service from someone else? Join me tomorrow morning to finish up your spiritual checkup. It is all about time. I love you guys, leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with.